This is Rambles. Hi, I'm Anita, and this is Rambles, and I actually dialed the number on time. Today's episode is brought to you by Liz's Writing Services. One of my friends started it, and she's really great at doing writing. I've known her, I've known her for 6 years because her baby's going to be six. Anyway, she does cover letters, resumes, grant writing. She went to school for English, so she's really good, and I've actually asked for her help. If you'd like any information, you can email brownwritingservices@gmail.com. So, yay, Liz! Anyway, I'm shouting out my friends. It is brownwritingservices@gmail.com. She's really great at it, and it's a writing service, clear, concise, and effective. So if you get the chance, just email her, okay? So since I shouted out one of my friends, and I've had a lot of friends who let me do underwriting, today's episode is about friendship. I know it. The title is long. Is Fall Out Boy long? Not Fiona Apple circa 1998 when the king, whoever, blah, 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 because everybody knows that title, or the title of Chumbawamba's 2005 CD, What Happened to Chumbawamba? I don't know. I remember they had like two songs, and yeah, I'm going off topic. There's a reason, but about the Chumbawamba, but for those who don't know, the full title of my episode is Friendship. I'll accept you being a bisexual agnostic Wicca if you will accept me being a poppy who still has lipstick from 2005, or was it 2006? That is the full title. Fall Out Boy Long, not Fiona Apple Long. Anyway, the reason I chose that topic is because I accept my friends. Very simple, very concept. A very simple, easy concept, but somehow it's hard. Like, to accept people and not try to change them. And I've had those people, if you'd be so pretty, if only. It's like, you're not my friend if you can't accept who I am. I mean, you're not supposed to like everything your friends do. And there's a difference between like and accept. But for the most part, you accept that about them. You might not agree with it. For example, one of my friends, I was dating a guy, and this is so my friend, I've known her for 20 plus years, she sent me an email, and her exact words were, bequeath him. This is something one of my friends would say, bequeath him to some hood rat. Tell me how you really feel. Mm-hmm. When your friends say that, they really don't like your significant other. But did she judge me? No. Did I break up with him? Not because of that. And when I broke up with him, did she say, I told you you should have bequeathed him to some hood rat, blah, 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 blah? No. She was my friend. She listened to me vent moan, offered me drugs, but it's like, not really into illegal drugs, but thank you for the offer. Then she turned around and was like, you want my husband to beat him up? That's what you do as a friend. When your friends mess up, you don't rub it in. Then you're just being an egotistical prick. Yeah, I said it. You are. You're not really being a friend. You're being some billy, you're being high on the billy goat. Not even high on the horse. At least the horse, you know, you got to get some point. No. You're high on the billy goat. Because, you know, that all sheep go to heaven, all goats go to hell. So you're on this arrogant pseudo horse, whatever it's called, being a faux alpha from previous episode. So, yeah, that's what you're doing. You're not supposed to do that to your friend. You have a mutual love and trust and respect with your friends. You support them. Not when they're doing anything. Not when they're doing something bad, it's like, okay, I may not agree with it. And when you fall, I'll be there. You know, like a bra. Like a very great bra. I mean, Maxine from Living Single was on to something when she compared it to bras. Well, she compared men to bras, which her friends are the same. You know, when you're looking bad and not working, they'll be like, we're going to not fix to make ourselves important, but we'll offer you support. And I've done stuff, and my friends have done stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you that idea is stupid. No, you're my friend. I had one of my friends, for those who don't know, a couple of episodes, the insane makeup artist, that's, she's one of my friends. I've known her since college. And she gave me this really great advice a couple of years ago. I was falling apart, emotional, and everything else. And she was like, you know what? Friends support friends to the point of, if you're going to start a chicken farm, I'm buying chickens from you. What? Like, even though I don't like chicken, I appreciate the sentiment. Like, you're my friend, you will buy chickens from me. Not bossy guilt trip. Oh, you need to buy chickens from me. No, you're my friend, you buy chickens from me. And because, and I give you the best chickens. I don't betray your trust. I listen to you vent, moan, complain. I don't really talk you out of stuff when you come to doing stupid stuff. Not any, you shouldn't do that. It's more of, I know you're mad at your boyfriend, and you know you have your friends mad at boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. I know you're mad at them. But I know you well enough to tell you, you get bored wearing prison orange every day for God knows how many years, months, whatever. Depends on if you prove intent, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I'm not going to, no. That orange is not your color, dear. That's how you can talk to your friends, because you have a level of trust. So you don't betray that trust, but you use, sometimes you do invoke that trust by saying something like that. Prison orange is not your color when you want to do something stupid. No. And then when you get caught up in something stupid and you're both in something stupid, then you can laugh about said stupidity or never bring it up again because you both did some okey-doke stupid stuff. Yeah, you do okey-dokes. Everybody knows the okey-doke stupid stuff. So, anyway, the friend thing. And, yes, I do have friends who the title is based on. And I am the friend who has, who for a long time had the lipstick. And I'm like, I don't even know if I still have that lipstick. But the title is based off of a true story. I don't know how many of you got, of you listeners have friends like that. You don't. You know, you have an honesty, you have a mutual level of respect and trust. I trust my friends to tell me the truth. And not in a judging way, but in the, and respect everybody's opinions. It's like, I've done stuff, like going back to the friend who gave me that advice. And they've done stuff, it's like, really? What the hell? No. I'm not going to judge you. I might offer you some liquor. Because let's face it, when you're in your 30s, a bottle of wine, and you vent. And sometimes, you know, when your friends come to you for advice, they really don't. And that's something you learn about your friends. When they come to you for advice, they, 9 times out of 10, they've made up their mind. They just want you to listen. Actively listen, not just the, okay, I have the sense of hearing, listening. And you accept that about them. Because let's face it, you probably have stuff that you know, if you have to live with another person, may annoy you. Like, if you had somebody in your life and they had all your quirks and annoyances, because quirks are cute, but then sometimes they go into the zone of annoying crap, and sort of like gremlins. You know how gremlins are cute, and you put a water on them, and it's like, oh my gosh, I think monsters. That's what happens with quirks sometimes. Your friends accept that because they love you. And that's another, that's the common thread of it. You love your friends because unlike, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. And once you choose your friends, you guys develop this bond of, we are a bond, we are a tribe that gets each other. We understand each other. Oh my, you know how hard it is to find somebody who understands you? Some of my closest friends, they understand me. And I love that about them. And I understand that. And we, it's crazy. You know, you meet somebody and like, I understand you. I trust you. We're good. Elliot, for example, known each other for years. I understand him. I may call him some stupid stuff. He may call me some stupid stuff. I mean, really, took him years. He asked for my boob shots for years, and my thing was, you see me naked, dear. But I don't get like, oh, my gosh, how dare you. But, no, you're my friend. I got that. You see my boobs in person? Finally bugged me enough. Here's a shot. Dude. And then he turned around and sent me his significant others. And I was like, oh, she has nice boobs. What am I supposed to say? Oh, my gosh, you know, I'm going to get on my Billy pseudo coat. No, what's wrong? You give me your ass boobs. They're nice. Moving on now. And pick up, you know, great job. She doesn't tell me, why don't you wear makeup? She accepts it. That's her niche. She's great at makeup. Never tells me to wear makeup. Never looks at my face like, oh, you should have worn, and that's how I do. It's like, you should have worn MAC number 38 because you're looking really, really shiny. No offense. Or, no, she's been not even after. I was like, why don't you ever do my makeup? She's like, I accept you. What? You're makeup, and you accept a friend who never wears? Yeah. Am I clear? I trust you. I accept that about you. That was like one of the kindest things about the chicken thing, and frankly, and strange, I don't really care for chicken. I probably wouldn't be born a chicken farm, but it's nice to know your friends love you and support you enough to, when you start a chicken farm somewhere, they're like, I'm ordering chicken from you. And for my friend, when I get married, she's doing my makeup, and I've already made reservations. Yes. I don't have a man, but, you know, you always have to find a makeup. It's like, look, I need somebody to do my makeup. You're doing my makeup. I like your job. I know you're good at it. You have a passion for it. I can't do makeup worth a crap. I take that back. I can do makeup. I just prefer not to do the makeup. I'm very light-handed. That's the only thing I'm really light-handed with. But I'm just happy to have a friend who accepts me. My friend who I'm promoting today for the writing services. I'm looking at right worth of. No, I tell you that I can, but it involves me being medicated and spending part of the night throwing up because I had a bad reaction to antibiotics all alone. And this was a true story. It was in college. I got sick. I took antibiotics with something I wasn't, with milk, because I didn't know not to. And I threw up on a lighter paper. That's her niche. She accepts the fact that I can't run and I can't think in a straight line, hence the name of my show. And I appreciate you listeners for accepting that. And you love that. You accept, you love, and you trust your friends. That's all you do because they love, trust, and accept you. It's a mutual symbiotic relationship of trust. You don't betray it. You do those very simple things. It's very easy, but people make it so hard. But I've learned, and this makes me sound so old, but the older I've gotten, it's hard to find people who will accept your quirks and they become these F-ups and love you and give you tough love sometimes, but tough love in a way that makes sense because you have a bond. I accept you. I love you. I trust you. And that is the best thing, and that's not something that you betray. You value that friendship because, let's face it, nobody else is going to do that. A few seconds ago, I did get the 90-second warning, and I'm thankful for you guys listening, and I'm thankful for Liz Brown letting me give a shout-out to her show, to her writing services. Got about 60-second warning. I feel like I'm doing a production for my college TV program, so I was not a TV person. But if you would like the information, again, it is, or if you need any help, it is brownwritingservices@gmail.com. The goals of it are to create clear, concise, and effective goals for your writing, including cover letters, resumes, grants, because she does have experience. She was an English major and worked for the government, so she really knows what she's talking about. And I have 10 seconds. This is Rambles. I'm Anita. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the Super Bowl, because I'm not watching it. Okay. Bye.